Hi.
Hello, this is
Hello.
Ivan calling from local. Yes, hello, this is Ivan calling from local Splash. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, perfect. Am I speaking with Richard?
Yeah, all right, so look, this is what I called. All right, so people are leaving reviews on my Google, and it's not showing up on my Google page. They can see it from their page, I mean, from their device, but not mine. I can't see it from mine. This is like the seventh time this is, well, fifth time that this has happened, that people's left me reviews, and they're not showing up on my Google. And,
okay.
And like I said, I mean, the lady, it shows on the lady's, device. She got it from her tablet, and it shows posted. And it's showing posted, but it's not showing posted on mine. And then the lady left one today, and it came right through. So I'm not understanding why some are coming through and some aren't. Because I'm like seven reviews that are not showing.
Okay.
I think it's seven. Anyway, it's four or five for sure I know that have not showed up within the last 5 or 6 months.
5 or 6 months. Wow. Okay. So normally the way that Google works, they can do it differently. For example, they do have an option, I guess you could say, right, where they choose to either have the review placed right away on the actual Google business profile, or it can actually take up to 14 days. If it goes past 14 days, and then at that point, I feel that it's important to escalate the situation. That way we can go ahead and see if we can get the actual reviews back and showing. Because unfortunately, if it's over 14 days, it would be necessary. If it's okay with you, I can help with that process.
Yeah, there's one, two, three or four people that have left reviews back months ago, and they still do not show up. And they said they've left them, and they can see them. So, and two of them's name I can remember off the top of my head.
Okay. Go ahead.
One's last name is Taylor.
Taylor, okay.
The man lives in Bailey, North Carolina. And then another lady, her last name is Bone, Allison Bone. She lives in Wilson, North Carolina. And then there are some other ones. Mary Smith. She just left one last Monday. Monday made a week ago. A week that she left hers, and it hasn't showed up. She sees it on her end. There's a three right there that I can think of off the top of my head. But, yeah, some of them are back from last summer. And like I said they can see them on their device, but I can't.
Okay. Yeah, I do see that you have about 25 reviews. Actually, 25 reviews exactly. How many do you see on your account?
25.
Okay. Perfect.
But see, that, there's the one now.
So that's what should be three or four on everybody's end. And I know you're missing reviews. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, I should be able to see every review that everybody's wrote because I manage that page myself. But, I mean, Allison Bones I can't see. Mr. Miss Taylor's I can't see. Mary Smith's I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kay Smith, the name's Kay Smith. Either way, I mean, those are three off the top of my head that I know have left reviews.
And they're just not showing, right?
But they can pull it up on their phone and see it. They've screenshot it and sent it to me.
They screenshot it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying one of them did, but I deleted it because I had to delete a bunch of stuff. But, I mean, I could get it.
Okay.
I could probably get them a screenshot again.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely because it only, the way that I'm seeing it, right, is how a normal person would see it, right? Like on Google Maps, I looked up your information, and for everybody, they should see 25 reviews, right? If a client of yours is saying that they're seeing a review, that they're seeing the review they left, right, but you're not, then that's definitely, I would say it's a little misleading, right? Because right now it's only showing 25, and that's how it's going to show for everybody. So what I'm going to do, because it is very important, right, especially if it's been more than 14 days, is that we have to go ahead and escalate the situation over to Google. That way we could see if we can get any of the reviews back. For example, I already made note that we have missing reviews from Taylor, Vaughn, and Kay Smith. Is that correct, or is it Mary Smith?
It's Allison Bone is her name, The Taylor, I can't remember their name. It's Mr. and Miss Taylor is all I know. They're out of Bailey, North Carolina. I mean, I doubt they put what town it in. But it's a Mr. and Miss Taylor or Southern Taylor. It's an Allison Bone and a Kay Smith. Those are the three that I ain't thinking of off the top of my head that I know their names that are missing.
Okay, perfect. So at this point, right, as I mentioned, I started the actual process already to see what reviews we can get back. Of course, if you get, let's say, more information from clients, right, letting you know that I left a review but it's not showing, please let us know at least the names like you did now, or if you could get, you know, those screenshots, that would help the case, right? So it is something that is manageable. We just have to make sure to stay on top of it with Google, and we will work on it, but unfortunately, it is, as I mentioned, right, it is a process. So it can't take anywhere from 7 to 14 days to get an actual update from Google if they're going to have reviews placed back on your account, right? So the more information we have, the better, okay?
All right. I got you.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I started the process. As soon as Google lets us know anything, we will definitely make sure to update you as well.
Okay. Because, see, last time when I said something to the other people about it, like I said, they weren't a Google Share Company partner or whatever, Share Partner Google. So the guy, you know, he gave me every excuse under the book like he did everything else. But when I spoke with Nadine about all that, she said that y'all could go in and see what was what. But, yes, the lady Kay says Monday made 7 days for her. But these other ones, I mean, I know they were done back last summer. And there's more than that. I just can't think all of them right now. But if I could just get, you know, two or three of them pulled back up, I mean, I got some more that's going to leave that I'm working for. But, I mean, you know, like I said, those reviews, this ain't no lie, man. Those reviews have gotten me 3 jobs in the last 3 months, just my reviews.
Yes.
And I ain't talking about no small jobs. Yeah, I ain't talking about no small jobs either. I'm talking about jobs that, I mean, it's just crazy. But either way, so, I mean, I know they're important. But like you said, I have been handpicked because of my reviews, man. And I need
That's actually good.
Yeah.
I do want to bring something up to your attention if I can, because it is important. Because as you mentioned, the reviews are helping a lot. So something that I would recommend is if you could simply reply to the reviews that are being left behind. It doesn't have to be anything big, right? It could just be something like maybe
okay.
Thank you, right? The reason that I'm bringing that up is because when you respond to the reviews, it shows activity, and that's the number one thing Google's looking for. So
okay,
if,
I like buttons. Okay, yeah, I did like them, you know, like the review, and not all of them, but I have like the majority of them. But I'll do that. Okay, I was wondering. I said, I wonder if that matters. I say to myself, I said, it probably don't because it's me writing back. But either way.
Yeah, it really does matter. So I would recommend
okay.
you write them back, right? Just a simple thanks works. The
gotcha.
Way that Google works is that it will take that into consideration on your ranking. So it's going to actually boost your ranking up on Google
okay.
Maps. So it's actually going to only benefit you and maybe even help get even more calls, right? The better the ranking, the better results, right? So we'll definitely make sure to And if you can, another thing that helps out a lot is simply adding photos. So if you want,
you can text us at least one photo a week.
Just try to add one. If you could add one per week, it would be great. You can also just text it to us, and we'll make sure to do it. That is an option as well, okay?
I got you. Yeah, I'll do that. Like that. I don't do it every week, but I can do it every week. That ain't no problem. Let me ask you something, my friend. This is a little bit off subject. You ever heard of a Broadway score?
A Broadway store?
Broadway score. No, Broad Street score. Brad Street score. Have you ever heard of a Brad Street score?
No.
Anyway, I got a voicemail from someone. I haven't listened to it. But it says, It says my Brad Street score for my business went up to a 75. I was just wondering if you knew what that meant. That's all.
No, unfortunately, I do not. I apologize. I'll try to look into it, but yeah, definitely no clue.
That's fine.
Sorry about
that. All right, that's cool. All right, man. Big, I appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, just checking it out. And I'll see if I can get the screenshots of them. And, yeah, see if we can find out what's going on with that, because that's a big deal to me now.
It is. It definitely is. So we're going to work on that right away. And, of course, just go ahead and respond to those reviews. That way they look more attractive, and I'm sure that would lead to more calls.
Okay. Look, one more thing. I got to go, and I know you do too. So look, on my Google page, it says, like, I can recommend, send somebody a recommendation for a review. You know, like, say
yes,
things
sir.
I've done. Support. Right, is that a good way to do that too? I just seen that the other day. And I can recommend a review for someone.
Yes, so you can, let's say, send out something that's known as a link to your clients, right, or customers. That way they can leave reviews. So it definitely is an option. A lot of our clients do that, right? And I can double check and see if we have something known as a tiny URL that helps speed up the process for you, or you could just request them by logging into your client dashboard.
Yeah, that's fine. They can just do it like that, because that link that Nadine or somebody sent me, I sent it to somebody, and they said that they couldn't get it to work, and she knows how to work the computer. Anyway, as long as I'm just trying to figure out what the difference is that people are doing that somebody ain't doing while they show up, because I get an email every time it goes through. For every review that I get goes through, I get an email. And for the ones that don't show up, that hasn't showed up, I haven't gotten an email.
Yes, that's because Google, as I mentioned, is the one making the decisions. Right now, we just have to make sure that we follow up and see what's going on. Try to get as many reviews back as possible. Because, that's Google.
I'll write back to you. I got you.
If
you find out something, let me know if you don't mind, please.
Of course. Definitely would be the first person I'd call, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, man. Have a good day.
I appreciate your patience. All right,
buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.